It's me, Brittany Elizabeth Murray, and it's Saturday morning. The birds are chirping, and I've had some coffee, and I have this compelling desire to write. And I've invited you in once again to the deepest parts of my diary, my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, a place where I can authentically be me and not judge myself. A place where I process information to get clarity and make the best decisions for myself and others. Turn the page. Super geek this morning. I hadn't felt this way in a couple of days, and it feels good. It feels good, especially when you have a little caffeine in your system, and the caffeine does your system the right way. It's not just some weak caffeine like some sweet tea. And don't get me wrong, I love me some sweet tea, but coffee is bae. You know, I'm sure there are other forms of caffeine that do the thing, but yes, I just had one of the most delicious cups of coffee, and I'm so happy. It just made me feel so good. I just feel like the fog has been lifted. Did you know caffeine is actually healthy for the brain? Helps to release endorphins. Yes, it does. It just kind of depends on how you arrange your coffee that can make it unhealthy or whatever. But that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there. Diary, listen, I think I love you. I think I love you because this has been the fourth day of consistency. And you know, your girl is not that consistent. I struggle with that area of my life, and you have kept me on the straight and narrow. And I think it's because you don't judge me and you help me not to judge myself, because you are an inanimate object. You don't talk back. You don't give me insight. You don't give me clarity. You force me to do those things for myself. And in previous times, that would have really bugged me. But I'm growing up, and I thank God for that. So anyway, I'm happy today. I have joy today, but I'm actually experiencing happiness right now because I feel the desire to create. And what I am learning about myself is that I have to take things in bite-sized portions or I will get completely overwhelmed. So I'm telling you this, I have this desire to create, and more than likely that's going to be some sort of story. I don't know where the Holy Spirit is going to take me in that, because I just love when he flows through me, and it's going to be a good thing whenever I put the actual pen to paper. But I know that I have to be wise in the way that I've been knit together. I am not one that can just go completely all in, but I have learned through my environment, through my experiences, that I'm an all or nothing person. And that's not how I was designed, but that's what I have learn to become. And so I'm learning to unlearn that. When I take things in bite-sized pieces, I get more done. But this can mean computer work. If I have to input information of the same thing over and over on multiple different documents, or for example, if I'm editing a video and it's like a music video or a lyric video, and there has to be text, there has to be certain effects on the text, and I need to change the background to like change the background multiple different times. What I've learned is taking one theme and doing it all across the board to the video. So for instance, if I need to change the background, I need to first cut my video up wherever it needs to be cut up. Then I go back and change the background on those places. So that background is done. The next thing on my list is adding text. So then I'll go to those places that were cut that needs text and add text to each part of the video. And then the next thing on my list is to move the text, or let's say scale the text down, make it smaller. I'll go back and I will change the size of the font of the text on all the different clips that need it. And then the next thing on my list may be to actually move the text, I don't know, 20 degrees to the left. I'm making that up, but moving the text over so to where it's aligned where I need it to be on each clip, doing that. And then the next thing on my list might be to add some different effects to the text. So what I'm trying to say is I'm learning that I have to take things in bite-sized pieces. I cannot, for example, create a lyric video and for each clip put the text on there, change the background, change the attributes of the text, move it, scale it down, and then go to the next clip. Like, that overwhelms me. I have to literally break down the attributes of the video and apply them one at a time all across the board to the video. So the same thing with writing, because even, you know, editing a video is still storytelling. It definitely is storytelling. And if you've listened to the Once Upon Her Mind podcast, you know that that's what I profess and affirm within myself. I'm a storyteller and scribe to the nations. So everything I do has something to do with storytelling. So in this instance, this morning, whenever I finish writing within your pages, I am going to physically write with my pen and my paper something, create some sort of story, whatever God wants me to create, I'm going to do. I'm excited about that. It's something that He's put me in the earth to do, but it's also something I have attached my heart to. I have learned to align my desires with His, and oh my gosh, what a beautiful birth that takes place. So anyway, diary, I am so grateful that I'm learning to take bite-sized pieces and just flow. And everything doesn't have to be done in 30 minutes or in one day or, you know, in one month. I have often cut off my life support, if you will, in many projects due to trying to do everything at once. Really procrastination and laziness. Having an idea and trying to do it all in one take versus taking my time and doing a bit here, a bit the next day, a bit the next day. It's like I will procrastinate, and then by the 10th day of that month, when I only have 30 days, I will try to do the whole project. And it's not usually a small project. It's usually a big project, and then it crashes and burns, and I'm like, whoa, it's me. I suck. I'm really not capable of doing this. What was I thinking? And in all actuality, you're just lazy. I'm lazy. You knew that though, didn't you, Diary? You knew that. You know this about me because I've written in you pretty much all my life, but I have given up in writing in you because I wanted you to speak back to me. I didn't let you serve me as the inanimate object that you are. So that's why I'm so grateful for you now, Diary, that you can transform yourself into an audio diary where I can just speak, that I don't have to physically write you with my hand. I can speak it. And I thank you for just being who you are. So, with that being said, I'm going to go create. I'm going to go write. Just like the command God gave me on diary number 2. In my anguish, in my despair, in my brokenness, He told me to create, and I found that utterly baffling. Like, what you mean, God? How I'm supposed to create, and I'm struggling. And he explained that to me. So if you hadn't read that, because I know you're just here. You're just here letting me flow and write. But although I call you an inanimate object, I think you have some life in you. I think you can actually discern what I've been writing. You just don't speak back. I think you can hear me and you can discern, but I think you just can't speak back. I appreciate that. So yesterday's decisions, I'm going to say this quickly, write this quickly with my voice. Yesterday's decisions, I did do a good job at them. And I did not act upon the decisions that I made yesterday in the way that I said I was, but it was the same intent and the same heart. So I'm grateful for that. Yesterday, I went on this whole tangent about numbing pain and numbing responsibilities and emotions by eating, and food being my drug of choice, especially junk food. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to get off of this diary. I'm going to stop writing, and I'm going to go have a rolled oatmeal. And I did not have rolled oats, but I did go home. I did not go to Bojangles because I told you I didn't bring any money because I knew what I would do. God knew what I would do. So I actually went back home and ate what was in my refrigerator. And it was not an orthodox breakfast. It was some roasted carrots and broccoli and a piece of Salisbury steak and some whole wheat bread. That's better than going and getting that Cajun filet biscuit. So I'm not mad at myself. It is what it is. This is not me trying to, you know, have a particular diet. That's not the intent. The intent is to not go for the drugs when I'm emotional, but to eat for sustenance and clarity and health and wellness. So, however, let me say this. I did have wings. I did. But it was time for me to eat again. I did want them. And I had already processed through some information. And so at first I was like, oh my gosh, am I a liar because I had wings? No. I wasn't eating them to numb the pain. I was eating them because I was hungry and because I wanted them. So I did have wings yesterday, and they were mighty awesome. And it wasn't all-you-can-eat buffet. It was 5 wings and some fries. I had Zaxby's, and it was good. And I was satisfied, and I didn't go for anything extra. And then for dinner, I did get to have my burrito, but it wasn't in the way that I was talking about before. I did not go to Chipotle. I went to a Mexican restaurant and got a steak burrito, and it was really good. But I, you know, you have Chipotle and Moe's have this Southwestern Grill type thing, and then you actually go to an authentic Mexican restaurant, and a burrito ain't the same. But it was good, though. It was just different. And I only ate half of that, half of my rice, and I have some left over. So I got what I wanted, but with the right intention and the right heart, and I did not overeat because I took time to really process what I was feeling. And because I was able to process what I was feeling, I was able to make better decisions, and I'm in a place today where I feel freedom, where I can create, and I have like a free flow going on in my mind, and I'm excited about that. So thank you for letting me write within your pages. Thank you for being inanimate in the sense that you don't talk back, but I really do believe you got life in you. I think you can discern what I'm writing and what I'm thinking. I know you hear me, but I appreciate you not talking back, because that would completely enable me to not do my work and not heal properly. So I'm going to go. And I'm going to actually pick up my tablet, my paper tablet, not iPad, going to pick up my notebook, pick up my pen, and let the Holy Spirit flow in me and create a wonderful story that will change the world.